This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
gaped in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad, bad, bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to this great, great Monday morning. This is Bob Romanek, and I am the Grim Reaper of Radio. Don't ever forget it. Hey, we want to start off today. I'll come down a little bit on that. We want to start off today. I don't know where the hell we actually want to start off. We've got so many things. I want to thank you people for last week. I was kind of down in the dumps. I'm feeling a whole hell of a lot better. I'm not whining. I'm not wheezing. I'm not doing anything other than being a crazy son of a bitch that I am. What do we do? There's a lot of crap going on in the country today. I want to kind of start off with our good friend Nancy Pelosi. Kellyanne Conway blasted Nancy for losing control of her temper in her at her House caucus. So this is this happened a few days ago. It says Conway blasted Nancy Pelosi for losing control of her temper in her House caucus. White House counselor Conway blasted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Monday, claiming that the top Democrat had lost control of her temper in her caucus. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway blasted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Monday, claiming that the top Democrat had lost control of her temper in her caucus. She criticized Pelosi for making awful and indecent remarks while President Trump was over in the United Kingdom. According to the report last week, Pelosi told some of her colleagues that she wanted to see President in prison after he voted out of office rather than removed from office via impeachment. So Conway said Pelosi showed audacity by then claiming in an answer to a reporter's question that she never criticized a president's out of country. Pelosi made just a statement that called him vindictive and nasty. Now, Conway has said on several occasions, that she's not happy with the way Pelosi has been running her office. And kind of comes to think to me that whenever it comes again, that there liable to be some big fights over what's going on with the president and the members of Congress. Now, you know, the members of the Senate, they're controlled by the Republicans, so I don't see much to do about that. But you know, the Democratic House of Representatives. They're in control now, and I think at some point in time you're going to see a major problem, and I believe it's going to be right before this next election coming up. You know, everybody wants to talk their crap. Everybody wants to talk about how the Democrats are good, how the Republicans are bad, or vice versa. I say to both sides have a lot of work to do. I think both sides need to be called in for some of their antics. I think both sides have problems that need to be addressed. And I'm not just saying the Democratic side. I'm saying the Republican side also. There's so much crap going on that it's amazing. That it's amazing that it has to end up like this in the last 2 years of the president's run for office. You know, he's got 2 years left, and then there's another election. I honestly think by no terms will he not get reelected. I think he'll get elected by more than he got elected than he got elected last time. Now, I could be wrong, but I've spoken with enough people, and I think these people agree with me that President Trump, all in all, has done a half decent job in what he's done as the president of this great. Well, it's getting better. It's not as good as it could be, but it's getting better than it was 2.5 years ago when Obama was still the president. And I think everybody, both Democrats and Republicans, know that we're right about that, that it is getting better, but as everything else, it takes time. It takes time. You're not going to solve all the problems overnight. You're not going to solve all the problems in 1 year or 2 years or 3 years or even 4 years. It usually takes, if somebody wants to do a decent job, it usually takes 2 full terms in office to get his point across to do something constructive. So, and I say to that, again, I think there's enough shame and blame in the game to go around. I think there's enough on the Republican side. I think there's enough on the Democratic side that these people kind of need to come together. Now, I don't think it's going to happen for this next election, and I don't think in our day it's ever going to happen again. I think that our people, both Democrats, Republican, men and women, black and white, I think they're so far entrenched in what they believe in that they're not going to take the cause and back off a little bit. I think they're going to do what needs to be done to keep this crap going now. And if they do that, it's not going to be at the Republicans' behest or the Democrats' behest. It's going to be at the behest of everybody. And I think that's bad. I think at the end of the day, that is bad for everybody, because people need to back off. People need to understand that there's good and bad on both sides. And if people don't understand that, and if people don't try to take and say, hey, we're going to listen to the other side, we think the other side also has some good ideas, I don't think this stuff will ever get taken care of. But I just hope at some point in time that the proud Democrats and the proud Republicans come together. And once they come together, if they do, I think you'll see a little bit of pressure relieved from both. Until then, I don't know. Until then, I think there's going to be a fight after fight after fight. And I think it's time. I think it's time that stops. Now, whether it will or not, nobody really knows. But we're going to have to wait. We're going to have to wait and see. And if it does, I think our country's going to be a little bit better off. And if it doesn't, I think we're going to be in some bigger problems than we're in now. We got some callers. We'll get the callers here momentarily. Well, I don't know. Let's go ahead and take some callers, and then we'll take it from there. Go ahead, Marion.
Morning, Bob.
You're on the dark side.
I just wanted to make a statement here. A true judge of character is whether a man can be followed into combat. And I would follow Donald Trump into combat any day of the year, and that includes you. Men who don't, you know, speak with forked tongue, men who mean just what they say, men who are leaders, they're not worried about what somebody else says or how they're going to take it. this is the kind of man you are, and this is the kind of man Donald Trump is, and I think the Americans are realizing this. They're making a direct connection between the character in the movies John Wayne, that John Wayne portrayed. There's a direct connection here. I see it every day, and the Republicans are going to kick ass in that next election. Thank you, Marion.
Can I ask you what area you live in?
Alton.
You live in Alton area.
Yes.
Have you called before?
No, first time.
First time caller. Do you listen very often?
Yeah, all the time, and I write.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll ask you, Marion, living up that way. Are you a tried and true Republican, or are you just for the man?
For the man.
You know, isn't it amazing that how many people today will sit back and talk and people will say, no, I'm for this guy, no, I'm for that guy. But at the end of the day, if somebody would sit down and talk to him and really have an open conversation, I would think, Marion, and I hope you're the same way, that I think a lot of people would think a lot different of certain individuals if they got to sit down and talk to them, don't you?
Oh, yes.
You know, I just, it amazes me. It amazes me in this country if a guy says, well, I can't vote for him because he's a Democrat, or I can't vote for him because he's a Republican. The last 10 years are even longer. I vote for the person who I think's best for the job. I voted for many Democrats. I voted for many Republicans.
Same here.
I voted for some independents, but at the end of the day, and again, it's been the last 10, 12 years, I'm going to vote for the person that I think's going to do the best job. I don't give a damn if it's a man or a woman. I don't give a damn if he's black or white. I don't give a damn if he's a Democrat or Republican. I'm going to vote for the person that I think's going to do the best for me, my people, and my country. What's your take?
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, any guy that comes to work sick, like you are right now, and is down there doing the job the way it ought to be done, is another plus. It just reminds me of troopers wounded in combat. Thank you for that.
Okay, well, Marion, thank you very much. I appreciate the call, appreciate the compliment. I hope you have a very, very good week, buddy.
Thank you. You too.
That's Marion from Alton, a nice gentleman from Alton. And whether they agree with me or not, I don't really give a damn if they agree or not. I just want people that are going to have their opinion, going to stick by their opinion. There's good and there's bad in everybody's opinion. I can't say everything I say is perfect because everything I say isn't perfect. But at the end of the day, I can say what I wanted to say about somebody, and I can tell you that it's good or bad. Now, you may want to sit there and say, no, you're wrong. But after you listen to my conversation, you're going to find out. You're going to find out that 90% of what I say is right. And if you listen to me long enough and hard enough, you'll agree with me. I want to get around to Mark Penn. Mark Penn, he urges the Democrats to put the country first in the investigation of Donald Trump to be second. But you know, there's been so many calls, as I read in the paper last night, so many calls for President Trump's impeachment, that if he investigated people like they're investigating him, they would be out of government tomorrow. Penn claims voters understand through a thorough investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller is enough. Even though I believe him to be a Democrat, he's saying, you know, let's move on. Let's move on to something else. And this is a Democrat. But what he says is that if somebody really pressed at all these Democrats as hard as these Democrats are pressing at President Trump, there would be some indictments. And I don't think it'd take long. But I mean, that may be a story. That may be a story for another day. But I read this article last night and I thought about it and I said, you know, what the hell is wrong in this great country of ours where we can't come to, all of us, black, white, men and women, all of us come together, Democrats and Republicans, we can't come together and be together on certain factors. Now, we don't have to be together on everything because I'm not together on everything with my family, and I love my family, what little family I have left, but it's always amazing. When people will sit down, they'll start talking, and the next thing you know, people that agreed on everything are now not agreeing on nothing. And I think that's what's happening with these situations with the Democrats and the Republicans. I think there's enough shame and blame to go around for both sides, but it just amazes me. It amazes me when you see somebody, like Trump, and all he wants to do, in my humble opinion, is try to make things better for everybody. And you get so many Democratic organizational people who say, no matter what Trump says, he's wrong. We don't care if he's right. If he says it, he's wrong. And I think we all, as good American citizens, need to sit back and say, hey, if it's something good for the country, let's think about it. Maybe it was something that I didn't even think about in the past, but now that it's brought out, I may want to think about it in the future. Same way with Trump and his Republican people. There's good things. The Democrats have done decent things in the past, and I think if it's something decent for everybody, then both the Democrats and the Republicans need to come together and say, hey, this is what's best for our country. This is what's best for everybody. So if it is, let's try to run with it. We don't care who made the idea. We don't care whose idea it was at first. All we care about is doing what's best for our country. And I think at some point in time, we're going to have to get to that. Now, it may take some time. We may have to go through somewhat of a civil war to get to this point. But if we do, we do. But I sincerely think... Who was that? I sincerely think that if we put it all together, that there will be problems that can be worked out. So I just hope from that situation that hopefully some things will get done. I read in the paper, I guess it was over the weekend, how our California governor wants to put a big surge on gun sales ahead of the gun regulations that are coming about in California. Now, this is our Democratic governor. It's Proposition 63, I believe, that Governor Gavin Newsom made the cornerstone of his campaign in 2016, and it goes into effect on July the 1st. It says, I don't know where it was from, San Bernardino to Palmway to Ventura to any of the other cities in the once great state of California. There's gun violence all over, he said. He said, I champion Proposition 63 because it is beyond time that we take a common sense stance, such as how to keep deadly ammo out of the wrong hands and protect our citizens. The law would create more restrictions on ammo buyers by forcing them to buy face-to-face from licensed dealers rather than on the internet, according to the Los Angeles Times. Advocates of measures say it's a good way to close loopholes on gun laws that focus on firearms, rather than ammunition. Proponents, however, say Proposition 63 unfairly punishes law-abiding gun owners. The law's toughest restrictions have prompted gun owners to stock up on ammo. Gun store owner Scott Birkin, who was cited by the Los Angeles Times, says his sales have doubled in recent weeks. People are gearing up, he said, of the new law. They're buying a lot more. They don't like it, but they're buying it because it's typical. It's just typical California deterrent to make things tougher to make things tougher on gun owners. Mike Hine, another Orange County based gun shop owner, told the Times that the sales have increased by more than 10% per month, and the customers buying as much as 100,000 rounds at a time. People are starting to stock up. We've stocked up on our ammunition, he said. Most people know about the deadline. They're running scared. They're all pissed off. And I can understand what the people are talking about. You know, you got a situation here. It goes to California, then it goes up to Washington. It goes all up the West Coast. It'll come through the middle of the country, and then it'll start getting into the East Coast, where you're not going to be able to buy any firearms without all kind of proper identification. And I personally don't believe that to be a good idea. Now, I could be wrong. I know some people think, what the hell? You worry about people. You worry about what they're going to do. But I'll tell you and everybody else, at the end of the day, what? Not yet. At the end of the day, if we don't all come together, there's going to be a major problem. I want to talk about this lady here in Florida. She accused of murdering her husband, who was once his stepdaughter, the report says. A Florida woman was accused of stabbing her husband, a former Michigan Grizzlies executive, to death. It was previously stated that she was at one time his stepdaughter, according to some reports. I don't have all the information, but what little I have, Daniel Rarick, 45, is accused of killing Michael Rednick in January and covering up the murder by saying he stabbed himself. Daniel was charged with murder after Michael was found dead in his home in Winter Park, Florida. He said, in addition to being his wife, Daniel was once Michael's stepdaughter, according to WFTZ TV. Said friends and family told members at the news station that Michael Rednick fell in love with Daniel Rednick after her mother, Michael's second wife, died of cancer. A friend who was not identified told the news station, in fairness to Mike, Daniel's mother was dying of cancer and they were dating at the time. She had terrible insurance. Now, the story goes that authorities believe that Michael Rednick married Danelle's Rednick mother to help her get better health care. Investigators allege Daniel Rednick waited more than 12 hours before calling 911 and told detectives that Michael Rednick, her ex-father-in-law and current husband, stabbed himself during a violent argument, according to the arrest affidavit. Now, again, I don't have all the particulars, but it was something to the point that the detectives found a pile of bloody towels, a bloody mop, bloody footprints, and a strong smell of bleach in the house, as well as defensive wounds on Michael Rednick, who worked as a faculty member for the University of Central Florida. Authorities concluded that his wounds weren't self-inflicted and his death was a homicide from stab wounds to the torso, according to the affidavit. It says on one of the reports, and I don't have it handy, that they released on Thursday by the Orange Osage County State's Attorney's Office, says that Daniel Rednick told police her husband cheated on her and the two separated, ultimately deciding to reconcile and move back together. She's told authorities that when her husband found her dirty text messages from another man, Michael Rednick was found stabbed to death a few days later. Now, you know, crap like this happens all over, but I just think to myself, and I know everybody else is thinking, why the hell do we let this happen? Let's just move on. We don't have to kill each other. All we have to do is come together and say, hey, listen, I can't live with you. You can't live with me. So let's get a divorce. Let's divide the things up that we can divide. Let's move our separate ways. And in that way, there'll be no problems. But as everybody, and I don't mean just everybody, but as a vast majority, both men and women, whoever's at fault, the other person, whether it be a man or a woman, will get pissed off or want to hurt somebody, and a lot of times want to kill somebody. I think, to me, that's totally wrong, and I don't think there's any reason to do anything that stupid. But again, you know, you never know until you get put in that situation. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
When the party was spiced, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I heard a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. Once again, this is Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch that you'll ever want to come into contact with. Let's stay over on the Missouri side. I see over in Jeff City, the state capital of Missouri, there would be a stand. They want to put up a stand to give opportunities to developmentally disabled people. They want them to have their shoeshine parlors back in the state capital, and I think probably everyone is probably interested in doing that, because it says like telephone booths and drive-in theater shoe sign stands have largely disappeared throughout much of the American landscape, and now they want to kind of bring it back. And I personally think it's a decent idea. They've got a Republican state representative Vic Allard told members of the Missouri State Capitol Commission that he wants to bring back a shoeshine stand for the next legislative session. It says the stand for me is pretty simple. I need my shoes shined, Allred said. Now, Allred, a restaurateur from Parkville, told the panel he would donate the stand if he could get permission
for his plan to go forward. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, Allred said. Now, he's talking about having a stand and not just putting anybody in there. Back in the day, they had people in those stands that actually probably made as much money as the people that were in the state house, in the state legislature. So, but it says they're talking about having $7 for shoes and $8 for boots. I think a guy or some people could make a small fortune on this, but this guy wants to make sure that it's for the people with some mental disabilities. And I think for all intents and purposes, that's probably not a bad idea. So I'm all for that. I just hope the people of the great state of Missouri understand what's going on. And this is not a big time effort. This is not to make $1 million for some people, but it's to make a living for some people there in Jeff City that may not be able to make a living doing anything else. And these are some of the less fortunate people, and sometimes they are less fortunate. And he said a decision on Allred's proposal is likely to come later this summer. And they're going to try to consider it. But I honestly think for all intents and purposes that it's probably a good idea that you could sit there and have people working in the state capitol who really can't do much of anything else, who sit there and can just do what they want to do. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Pam. You're on the dark side.
Yes, I called in a couple of weeks ago because Turban Durbin called the sheriff's department on me for speaking out against Islam.
Uh-huh.
And I just read in the Riverfront Times that now they're going after the St. Louis police and police all across the United States.
Where did you read that in the Post? I read the Post. I didn't read that in the Post, Pam.
No, the Riverfront Times.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the Riverfront Times liable to print anything, but go ahead.
Well, they're saying that this group, and I can't remember their name, has been looking at Facebook of police officers and reporting them for hate speech. And I looked at some of the memes, and one said, it had a heart, love white. And so they're saying that's hate speech.
Uh-huh.
And then the other mem, the upper half, had the KKK, and they said, this is a hate group. When are we going to say Black Lives Matter is a hate group? So they think that's bad, that we don't point out the truth, because when Michael Brown, when they were burning down Ferguson, that's when they were marching on the streets saying, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it now?
Yeah.
And fry them up like bacon. So I agree. I think the Black Lives Matter group should be right along with the KKK. They're no better.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure CARE is behind this. CARE is all over the United States, and they represent the Muslims. And so they're with the blacks right now, or I should say niggers, helping them out. And then once they take away our freedom of speech, and then they're going to come in and implement Sharia law and take over.
Yeah. You know what, Pam? I don't know. I can't, and thanks for the call. I can't totally agree with you on all that, but there is part of that I do agree with, that the Muslims are coming in and they are trying to take over. I don't think it's doing as good as you or other people may say, but they have come in and they have had groups together, and they have went to the different police agencies and try to make the police officers get involved and have the police officers involved to the point where they want some police officers to maybe lose their job, maybe get in trouble. But I say to that, I think everybody has a right. Everybody has a right to say and do what they want to do. And I think it's up to the individual. Now, if somebody gets to the point and says, hey, listen, I want to kill somebody, then I think they're totally wrong. But if somebody says, hey, I don't really care for people of some kind of a persuasion, I may not agree with it, but I'll be more than happy to let them speak their piece, because that's what we do in this great country. So, but you hang in there. And if we can help you out, if we can help you out in any other way, please don't hesitate to give us a call. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Joseph. You're on the dark side.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay, thank you very much for that call. I don't know where that come from or what's going on, but apparently he doesn't like what he's hearing on the air. And I will tell you and everybody else, if you don't like what you're hearing on the air, just don't listen, because see, I don't really give a damn. I listen to the person that I care most about. They always turn in the radio station every day and listen to me, because the person that does that is me. So as long as I've got me listening to me, I've got the best I can have. Everybody else is secondary. So I don't really give a damn about. Let's go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Hey, you mean Nancy Best. Hey. I don't know how I'm going to follow that call up.
Yeah, me neither. What's going on in your world, buddy?
Not a whole lot. Hey, from some of my sources over at the City Police Department, they put an officer on administrative leave who posted something when he was in college prior to him being hired. Now, apparently the vetting process over at the St. Louis Police Department isn't very good, because don't you think if it was offensive, they should have caught it then instead of now going back after the fact?
How long was it, Dave? Do you know?
To the best of my knowledge, I believe it was 07.
07, so that's 7, 14, 56, 7, 18. We're talking about 15 years then, right?
Right. Well, and you know, Bob, look, the best thing for anybody, be they police, whoever, just other than posting good things on social media, just stay off it.
Yeah, I agree, Dave. I don't know how a lot of these, on both sides, though, I don't know how a lot of these people that are far our side that go overboard, and a lot of people on the other side that go overboard. I don't know. What do you think a good way to keep this stuff all out of the news media?
Well, you know, Bob, most of the time, the stuff is set to private settings, and usually it's someone who you've pissed off who's leaked it out.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, I was on social media for just briefly, and I got off it. It's first of all, it's damning. You know, there's too much stupid stuff you could put out there. And, you know, I mean, I can stick my foot in my mouth by just speaking. I don't need to have writings and speaking about it. So.
No, you know what, Dave? I agree with you 1,000%. I can do enough on my own, do enough damage that I don't need to put it out on the air. And I'm sure you and all the decent people feel the same way. But at the end of the day, Dave, what do you think is going to happen to keep this thing, you know, the way it is?
Well, you know, hey, look, Bob, you and I both know your employer can limit some of the stuff that you do and say while you're at work. But I'm trying to figure out now how they can do and say when you're off duty and you're not identifying yourself as a firefighter, paramedic, police officer, whatever. I mean, if I'm just, you know, Dave the citizen and not Dave the firefighter or paramedic, how legally can they stop you from posting stuff?
You know what, though, Dave, I honestly don't think they can. I've talked with some of my attorneys, and, of course, I've got 5 or 6, so I got enough to go around the block. But I've talked to them, and I feel the same way you do. I honestly think if you're not working, I think you can say, I don't think you can threaten to kill people or whatever, but I think if you've got something you want to say about the black people or the white people or the Hispanic people or any other people, you've got every right to do that now. Hopefully it won't get done, but I think in this day and age, there's a lot of that crap going on, and it's going on both sides, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, Bob, what I'm hoping for is that the ACLU will jump in and pick up and run with this case, because, you know, your employer can restrict what you say while you're at work. But again, I'm trying to figure out how they can restrict what you say when you're away from work and not identifying yourself as an employee. Now, if someone knows you're an employee, well, okay, fine. But if I didn't identify myself, I can say what I want. Well, within reason, obviously, Bob.
Right, right. I just, you know, to me, Dave, and I think, you know, that's the way it is all over. I think you have every right to speak your piece. I think the people against us have every right to speak their piece until it comes to a point where it gets overboard and it gets to be too much at that point. Maybe somebody needs to come in and rectify the situation. But I think when you're off duty, wherever, whatever you're doing, you're off a job, whatever the job may be, and you want to say what you want to say, I personally think that you've got every right to say it, don't you?
Absolutely. But, you know, Bob, anymore, I think the best thing to communicate with somebody, especially if you don't care for them, just give them the one-finger salute, because that says it all.
You know what, Dave? I agree with you 1,000%. So, hey, listen, you have a good day, and wherever you're at today, you have a good one. I hope your friends have a good one, have a good week, and I'll be looking to hearing from you again at some point in time.
Hey, my friend, real quick, try some hot tea with a ton of honey in it. Make you feel a lot better. Women have been smart and doing it for years, and I finally try it, and I don't know if it'll make you prettier, but it'll make you feel better.
Now, what is it, Dave? Hot tea, what?
Hot tea with a lot of honey in it, my friend.
A lot of honey. You know what? I'll do that today, because I'm getting a lot better, but I need to get even better, so I'll work on that today, and I, as always, appreciate your call.
Bob, take care, my friend, and you still are the meanest, nastiest bastard I know.
Okay, Dave, thank you very much. Coming from you, I sincerely appreciate it. I tell you, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom.
Get up,
Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the last little segment on the dark side, and it is the last little segment, and it is going to be dark. And I don't know where we're going to go for 4 or 5 minutes, but I guess there's a lot of places we could go. We want to talk. We can talk again about the medical marijuana in Illinois. We can talk about all the crap going on in Missouri. There's so much crap we can talk about day in and day out. It's just a shame that there can't be a lot of positive things going. Well, there are a lot of positive things going on, but it's a shame that we can't keep the positive things on the front runner, that it always, always has to be the negative things that we talk about. And that's just not today. That's today and every day. Now, they talk about time to do something about racism in the St. Louis police ranks. Now, this is coming from the St. Louis Post-Disgrace. It says that most young people who rose up in Ferguson 5 years ago calling for greater police accountability set their hearts and minds on reforming the American profession most resilient to change outside of the armed forces. Our military, they don't need to be changed. I think our military's doing a great job. I think everything they do is good. Now, there's some bad people in the St. Louis Police Department, not many. There's some bad people. Black Lives Matter, there's bad people with the Muslims, there's bad people all over. But it's amazing how gruesome they say. It's amazing how you can take a post from somebody from Black Lives Matter, somebody from the Ethical Society of Police, that's the black-run police organization, where the black officers, the white officers, have the regular police organization. So, but it's amazing how you can just take it and run with it either way you want. But I say to all that, there's enough shame and blame in the game to go around. Again, there are some bad St. Louis police officers on both the Police Officers Association and the Ethical Society of Police. That's the black arm of the police organization. Now, there's some good officers on both sides. There's some that are in the middle that won't want to hurt the other group but don't want to help them. Then there's ones on both sides that want to help anybody they can. Now, that's the people that we're for, both black and white, who just want to go out there and help the people. They don't give a damn about a color. They should never, ever give a damn about a color. But it's it reveals that a number of St. Louis police officers making racist and bigot comments about, for example, Black Lives Matter protests and Muslims. Never says anything bad about the Black Lives Matter people. Never says anything bad about the Muslims. And this is the St. Louis Police Department making these allegations. And again, it's not on the Black Lives Matter people. It's not on the Muslim people. It's always, always on the white police officers. And for whatever reason, I don't know, but it's I said it's to the point where they need to have some gravity for the situation and mood in a desperate community. Police officers are making racial discriminatory remarks on Facebook and social media. I'm asking you, police officers all over the state, you're willing to clean your ranks and balance the scale of justice. Now, what do they mean by that? You know, there's so many good police officers, black and white. They don't need to take their ranks and make them even smaller. You know, we need to take the good police officers, black and white, men and women, Democrats and Republicans, and work together with them to make not only St. Louis, but every city in this country to make it better. As always, people, it's time to go. I hope everybody just remembers that together we can make it, but we have to come together, Democrats, Republicans, men, women, black and white, and do what needs to be done. So in the meantime, let's continue, as we always do, to get rid of these asswipe bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. Now, there's some men, there's some women, there's some black, there's some white, There's some Democrats and there's some Republicans, but there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. So let's try to get rid of all the crap in this police department and police departments all throughout this country. Let's keep the decent whites, the decent blacks, the decent men, the decent women, the decent Democrats, and the decent Republicans. And even though we can disagree, when it comes together for police work, we can come together and do the job that needs to be done. So in the meantime, let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that they call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, we know what we have to do. We have to destroy them before they destroy us. Nothing violent, of course. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 and I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.